Leaders, imagine for a minute that someone from your group, during the night's discussion, shares with everyone that they are questioning their faith and the validity of the Bible, or that they are struggling financially and can't even afford a meal, or that they are hurting physically and just need a little help around the house, maybe even someone to pray with them, and no one in your group responds. It's silent, not a peep, and out of the awkwardness that is looming within the room, you, as the leader, quickly think to yourself, what can I say to move on? I know it sounds terrible. You're probably thinking that should never happen in the Christian community, and you're right, it shouldn't. However, sadly, it does. Unfortunately, each of those situations is something I've experienced firsthand in a small group setting. In fact, I'm sure that I've responded similarly early on in leadership. I was probably more concerned with the awkwardness of the room than the issue or the person who shared. In 1 Peter 2:9, God calls us a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession. These are some powerful titles. He then goes on to say that we are to proclaim the excellencies of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We have been blessed in Christ and given new life. Through faith in Jesus, we are forgiven, redeemed, and are given his righteousness. And we are called to proclaim the greatness of our God in all aspects of our lives. So I ask, why would a blessed people respond so poorly to one another? Why would this type of reaction occur? How could I have responded this way? Well, I know for myself, I was probably more concerned with the discomfort of the room than the struggle of whoever was hurting. I dropped the ball. See, instead of pursuing that person or entering their world, I ran from it. I was more concerned with everyone else's comfort. Now, I may have had a bad day, long day, or needed coffee, but the fact remains I lacked intentionality and concern. I neglected to love someone well and meet them where they were at. By God's grace, I've grown in my love for others, and I would like to believe this wouldn't happen again, but if I'm not intentional, it could. We are all susceptible to these sinful inclinations, and if we're not growing in the knowledge of the truth and love of others above ourselves, we are more likely to hurt than to help heal. This week, we are desiring to grow as our church body in their ability to gauge one another, to enter each other's world through conversation and possibly even action. This is an opportunity to step back for a second, to take inventory of our thoughts, hold them captive, and love others by intently listening to their words, to pursue them in a godly way as Christ has pursued us. Now, I thank you for helping in this effort, helping to grow and equip our church body for leading by example and loving God's people well. I, along with the staff and elders, are praying for each of you. If there's ever a specific prayer request that you have, please let me know so I can share that with the team. I love you guys, and I hope you have a great week.